It might be hard to believe, but a new study from Arizona State University proves it's true. Jealousy in friendships is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, our next guest found it can actually strengthen relationships. And they should know, because our next two guests are not just psychology researchers, they're friends.
I should say, when I first met Keila, I thought she hated me. I did not think we would be friends. And then it turned out, I hope you don't mind that I'm saying this, Keila, that was just your face.
Yes, I think a resting apathy face.
That's Jamie Arona Krems, an assistant professor of psychology at the Oklahoma Center for Evolutionary Analysis, and she's talking about her best friend, Keila Williams. She is an assistant professor of psychology at Hamilton College in New York. The two met and became friends while they were earning their PhDs here in the Valley at ASU, and this new research for them hits home. I spoke with them both more about it.
I don't think we've ever been, we would say, envious of one another. So jealousy is more when you're afraid to lose something or someone to somebody else. And envy is more when you want something somebody else has. And I know Keila and I have talked about this, and we both would have been, you know, people come into your lab and leave your lab and come into your grad program. And we both would have been a little miffed if someone came into our program and one of us started to like that person better. I also think jealousy just gets a bad rap. People have discussed feelings of friendship jealousy as if there's something wrong with you for feeling it, or you have a malformed understanding of what friendship is. But if it's so bad and so maladaptive, why do we see it over and over again, not just in literature and films like Bridesmaids, Captain America's Civil War? But we also see it across cultures, and not just in kids, but in adults. So our lab takes a functional point of view. And what we would say is, if it's so bad, we probably shouldn't see it everywhere. And if we see it everywhere, even in non-human animals, or we see behavior consistent with friendship jealousy in non-human animals, then it's probably doing something beneficial for us.
So as you say, like, I would immediately think of jealousy as a bad thing, especially within friendship. But then when I thought about it more, I was like, of course I've felt jealous, or as you say, envious of my friends. And you found that when you looked at this, that jealousy can actually strengthen friendship, right? Tell us in what ways.
So what we found is that friendship jealousy sort of possesses those features that makes it one really good tool of friendship maintenance. So we feel jealous when our friends might replace us with somebody else. We feel more jealous when our closer friends are doing this. And then that feeling spurs us to act in such a way that we might actually sort of mitigate the threat of losing our friends. So nothing untoward necessarily, but maybe we just are a little nicer to our friends and check up on them on social media.
I'd just say that if you think of jealousy as a sign that you want to protect something that you really care about, then of course you would feel it about friends, right? You feel jealous when someone is hitting on your romantic partner because you don't want that person to get poached away. And it's very similar with friendships, that you're going to feel jealous because you really care about the bond that you formed with this person and you don't want to lose it.
I just think it's kind of BS that we don't give friendship the same emphasis that we give romantic relationships. Friendships are hugely important in and of themselves.
Keila, something you said makes me want to ask my next question, though, which is, you know, what about significant others and sort of the intersection of romantic relationships and friendships? Like, is that a source of this jealousy or envy a lot of the time?
So we don't feel as jealous when our best friend forms a new romantic relationship, because that new romantic partner isn't going to steal our spot, right? That romantic partner is fulfilling other functions for our friend than we would do, right? Like, I am not a stand-in for Jamie's husband, and I don't want to be. So I'm not jealous when she is spending time with him. But if it's another friend that she is getting close to, someone that she would be chatting on the phone with and hanging out with and doing the kinds of things that I would want to be doing with Jamie, then that's when I would feel jealous.
So is there a limit, though, to this, to how helpful jealousy can be in friendships? Like, does this cross over into possessiveness or control at a certain point?
So nobody is really going to make a list of the qualities they want in their best friends and say, I want a hugely possessive person that doesn't let me hang out with anyone else. But to some extent, and Keila mentioned this before, we, in our friend guarding measures, we don't see people endorsing really high levels of friend guarding. So maybe in kids, before they realize that they have to do this sort of on the sly or maybe a little less overtly, friendship jealousy might make you the kind of friend that people don't want to hang out with. And there seem to be some studies that suggest that kids that have friendship jealousy don't do that well. But then when we become adults and can kind of figure out how to do it well, I think it's pretty beneficial.
Yeah, it's like so much in life, but it's best in moderation.
In a couple of our studies, we actually asked people, you're going to set up the seating plan for your best friend and maybe this person who might replace you. And you have to seat them so many seats apart or together. So you could put your best friend right next to the person who might replace you or 5 seats away. Where do you want to seat them? And typically what we find is not that people report wanting to murder the rival or, you know, shift them in the liver. They want to seat the rival 1 seat away. So it generally isn't that extreme. They're just going to be maybe more vigilant or try to separate people slyly.
So reading through this, like what it made me think of most is that in this moment, right, like it's hard enough to maintain friendships just because we are in this pandemic, we're separated from people in so many ways that we're not used to. Is there something in this study or other studies that you've done about friendship that could help us sort of maintain those friendships through this period that is so strange and difficult?
The one thing that I would say from the study is to just give yourself a break. Jealousy is an emotion that alerts us to the fact that someone we really love and value might be starting to like somebody else better. So it's not a horrible thing to feel. There's nothing wrong with you if you feel it. Most people seem to. So give yourself a break, let yourself feel it, and maybe reaffirm to that person how much you love and value them, ideally in a healthy way rather than shivving the person they might like better.
Yeah, I would just add to that, in this research, it suggests that friendships take work, right? It takes time to form friendships and it takes time and effort to maintain them. And because we have limited time and energy, we are limited in the number of friends that we can have at any one time. And so let's treat those people well and keep those friendships going.
And if you like anyone better, Keila, I'll have to kill them.
I know.
All right. That is Jamie Arona Krems, an assistant professor of psychology at the Oklahoma Center for Evolutionary Analysis, and Keila Williams, an assistant professor of psychology at Hamilton College. They both studied here for their PhDs at ASU, and that is where they became best friends. Thank you both so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this research.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.